Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jane. Some refer to me as Producer Jane because I help here on Blog Talk with a show called Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. This show airs on Wednesdays at 5, and it's hosted by Mary Margaret Denholm. Mary Margaret is the director of a group called Divinity Spiritual Online, and it's a group made up of people from all around the United States. We're a group of healers, spiritual intuitives, and those looking to increase their gifts or that need a healing or just like being around spiritual people who talk about the truth and tell the truth. We're closely connected to Jesus, Prime Creator, the Blessed Mother, and we use the term or name Divine Spirit, and that's to honor all, sort of as a collective, along with angels and guides. And we also use the term because we don't discriminate that people from all faiths are a part of our group. And Divinity Spiritual Online, right now we're going through kind of a restructuring period, and we're adding shows and classes and all kinds of exciting things coming up. And as I said, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, our show is a call-in show. Take calls from people that need answers or guidance, and essentially we give them a reading, messages from Divine Spirit. And sometimes we pray or do invocations, whatever we're guided to do. And pretty much any subject is on the table for that one. It's kind of fun. This week, we're adding, as I said, a couple of new shows. Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing a guided meditation. This week, Mary Margaret will be hosting it, and then the following weeks, we'll have other members of our group hosting. And tonight's the premiere of a show here on Blog Talk in which we're going to have messages from Divine Spirit. Tonight, it's Monday night at 7. As I said, we're restructuring, so that might change, and we'll definitely let you know about that. And luckily for you, tonight, we have Joanne. Joanne is a member of our online community. She's an author, a spiritual artist, a teacher, a healer, and I don't know. Joanne, did I miss anything there?
And your older sister.
And it is that, too, right. So if things get a little crazy over here, you'll understand. We have issues sometimes. Laughing would be one for no reason.
Yeah, because we're sisters. And also I channel information from the spirit world, from the higher spirits, aligned to the Creator. So it's all good.
And, exactly.
I was just going to say
that you do this for us at our services, and it's incredible stuff. So on that note, I'm going to hand it over to you. I'll be here, though, if you need me.
Okay, thank you, Jane.
All right, sure.
Okay, so thank you. So here at Divinity Spiritual, Mary Margaret is the director of Divinity Spiritual, and I've known Mary Margaret for over 15 years, and she's been instrumental in my spiritual development and learning, and I'm very grateful to her and then to all the other members of Divinity Spiritual because we share in our spiritual growth and help each other out in life because, as you know, life can be challenging at times. So a little bit more about myself. I've been channeling information for over 30 years. I had my spiritual awakening when I was in my mid-20s, and I remember I was working on assignments for a creative writing class, and I always sat by water when I did my homework because I felt I could write best there. And then I just remember all of a sudden I would write stuff that initially was supposed to be an assignment, and I would get all this ancient wisdom. And then I got visited by all these higher beings of the light, including Archangel Michael was one of the first. Some of the galactics came to visit, a group that called themselves the physicists, and all these various light beings. So I also heard the term light worker at that time, and I knew I was a light worker, even though I didn't know what that was. So this made sense to me. I was kind of surprised when I started getting this information initially, but ever since I was young, I knew I had a mission, and that mission was to help create peace on Earth. But as I got older, I had no idea how I was going to do this. So these guides came in my 20s. I woke up to all this information of how we are spiritual beings and that we have the love of the Creator within us and we're filled with light. And now we're in a period where we're remembering that. And so I really understood what my mission was a few years ago. A little bit better. I took an online art business class, and we had to write a mission statement for the class. And so what was the goal of our art? What emotional feeling were we trying to evoke in people when they looked at it? And it was then I realized that I want to awaken the love and light within people so they can live from their spirit. And so fast forward a little bit, what I've been doing recently. I put my messages on Twitter a while back. I put them on Instagram, and I just go out several days a week. And once again, I'm by the water, by the ocean mostly, and I feel the energy that there is in the world of divine spirit, the angels, the guides, and then I feel that energy, and I write like a story of what the energy is like. And I found that I call them messages. The messages have like healing codes within them. So when people read them, if they connect to the energy with their will, they can be healed because I know the information comes from the Creator, the angels, and the higher beings. So tonight, what I am going to do is a message on Blog Talk for the first time, similar to what I do in church, or in the messages that I give to the service that we have is, and I shouldn't use church more, the community is a better word, that I just kind of feel the energy and I feel whose energy is around me and then I let the message come through. And as I was sitting here before the show talking to my sister, I started to feel a presence behind me. So it might take me a moment to tune in a little bit to find out who it is. But I'm starting to feel it now. I close my eyes. So I feel it, Mary Magdalene and the Christ together. I've never felt the two of them together before. And they are here to talk about divine love. Divine love is the highest order love that exists. It is the love from the heart center and is the unity of your heart with the Creator's heart. It's when the energy from the Creator flows through you 100% and when you are divinely aligned to the love of the Creator. We are living in a time right now where this is first and foremost the most important development or evolution inside of humanity, that they align to the love of the Creator, that divine love that rests within the inner sanctum of the heart. So I see Mary Magdalene, she's in the forefront and she holds a flame of divinity in her hands. And I feel the Christ around, but not as closely as she is. She's stepping forward. And she would like to hand you this flame of divinity. She holds out her left hand. I don't know if she was left-handed, but I'm left-handed, so I'm holding out my left hand to hand you this flame of divinity. So if you would like to incorporate this flame of divine love into your heart, hold out your hand, and then see as Mary Magdalene passes you this flame. And this is the flame of the Holy Spirit, the flame of truth. And once you incorporate this into your energy, then you will better live from the truth of your spirit, you see? The problem has been that we have been taught and programmed that we are not our spirit, that we are this material body that gets up, gets dressed, maybe eats something, goes to work, comes home, does whatever chores or activities need to be done, gets up the next day, goes to work, and lives life almost on like a treadmill without time dedicated to self-discovery, without time to remember the love of the inner sanctum of the heart, without time to remember you are a divine child of the light. So we are here to remind you of your divinity, and we are giving you this flame of spirit. Not that you need to be given the flame of spirit because you have it within, but it is a symbol to remind you of your divine light. This is what is needed in the world, because divine light and divine love are truly in a sense one of the same, because it is your love and light together that is your spirit. And that we want you to start remembering to bring it out into the world. So we ask that you take a deep breath and look at the flame of divinity in your hand. And as you look at that flame of divinity and breathe in, breathe that flame into your energy field and let it surround and fill you. Breathe that flame into your heart and see it flicker. Breathe that flame into your consciousness and let it be you, because you are the flame of divinity from the Creator. You are the love, you are the light, and you are the peace that the Creator gave to you when he created you. Flame that is incorporated into your energy field, if you desire it to be so, is a reminder to you of who you really are. And incorporating this flame into your energy field increases your vibration and picks you up out of the material world and opens your perception, your vision, to see yourself differently as you really are. Because the world likes to give people an image of who they are, what they are supposed to be. We say, stop looking at the outside world. Stop listening to what other people tell you you are and feel the presence of your divine spirit within you and allow that to fill you up so that you are your authentic self and you can radiate that out into the world. Because you see, the energy that you are doesn't stay within you. It's like it holds hands with every other person in existence. Your energy field goes out, it becomes one in the infinite field of energy, that of the Creator's divine design that is all around us and within us. So when you radiate that energy out, you are remembering your connection to the all, to the one, to the infinite, to the Creator. You see? So we ask that you just take one more deep breath and breathe in this energy of divinity, this divine flame. Expand it once again and try to anchor this energy within, which means if you ask that you would like this energy to stay with you, just focus on that thought for a moment. Focus on the thought of living from this energy and hold on to it and feel it just kind of being you, filling you, because it is you. And then one more breath, relax, and know that you are a child of light. You are a child of the Creator, and you are capable of doing the most magnificent things in this lifetime. And we, Mary Magdalene, the Christ, the angels, the light beings, and all of the heavenly hosts are here to assist you. Call on us when needed. We love you, and we thank you and bless you. Mary Magdalene. And that's the message, Jean.
That was awesome. So let me ask you this. So when they were talking about keeping your vibration up and not looking at the outside world or what people are thinking about us, but to live from within, is this connected to what we hear about as this 5D?
Yes. So when we're in 3D, that's the lower vibration. That's the material world. And that is the world that focuses on the material self and neglects the spirit. When we increase our frequency and ascend to 5D world, we are living primarily from our spiritual self, and we are more inside of our light body where that flame of divinity, that light, is more prevalent. And the physical self is still there, but it's been rebuilt, and it's more of light. And so we live more from our light, so at a higher frequency, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. So I would think that one step in living this way would be to sometimes unplug and turn off the TV, et cetera.
Exactly. So on Twitter, I've been getting messages about that. People have been asking me about, like, how do they increase in frequency, in particular because they want to connect to their guides, to their angels. And that's it 100%. To connect easily to your guides, your angels, your inner self, your divinity, is by increasing your frequency. So how do you increase your frequency? Like you say, you turn the TV off because there are negative vibrations coming through the TV. The messages that people are saying are usually to instill fear and anger. And so those are all low frequency things, and we don't want those. So one thing you do is turn the TV off, go outside. Angels love nature. They're all nature angels, like fairies and little angels there. And the angels themselves, the angelic kingdom, are very much associated with nature. And nature has a higher vibration. So you go out in nature. Also, eating very pure foods, like what you put into your body counts, because pure foods that are organic, aren't genetically modified, that don't have processed ingredients in them, are of a higher frequency. So in a more of a plant-based diet too, because plants, particularly like spinach, like the green leafy vegetables, carry light in them. They capture photons. And when we eat that, the photons of light incorporate into our DNA. So that helps meditation. An energy healer is also very helpful to help clear off your energy. So I think all of these things contribute to increasing the frequency and then, you know, living more from 5G and more easily being able to connect with your angels and guides.
Awesome. All right. Now, I got a couple questions for you. If you don't mind, do you mind?
Sure. For me?
All right. So, you never know. So when you say go out in nature, there's something that we practice called grounding. Do you want to explain how one might go about doing that?
100%. I'm glad you brought that up. It's so simple. You just take your shoes off, take your socks off, and put your feet on the ground. there's a vibration or frequency from the earth that goes into your energy field, and it can best get there when you're barefoot. So I do this almost every day, more, you know, by the ocean, take my shoes off, socks, sit by the ocean on my feet, dig them right into the sand. You can do it on grass, in your garden, anywhere in nature, and that helps you to pull in those energies from the earth, which then helps to raise your frequency and makes you be able to handle life better, because that term grounded, you're more solid on the ground. So it's helpful in many ways. That was a really good question.
Yeah, no, and I know, because sometimes Joanne and I do that. We go to the ocean, and it uplifts you. That's all there is to it. You get your feet right in the sand and walk in the water a little bit, and it helps. It helps your physical being. It helps your spirit. It's pretty awesome. So thank you for that, Joanne. That's
You're
amazing
welcome.
Stuff that you hooked me up with that one. Okay, now,
yep,
two, when you
one.
Say sometimes – Yeah, right. When you connect sometimes with galactics. Do you feel like kind of telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when I had my spiritual awakening, the first really two people/groups that I became aware of, Archangel Michael first, and then the Pleiadians, who are a group of galactics they're the closest to us. Their frequency is the closest to us. And so they are here to help us in our awakening, because they have advanced knowledge and technology that, particularly in terms of frequency and energy, that they are using to help us to kind of unwrap our energy field from all of this 3D programming. And so I love connecting with them, because they feel to me, people call them galactics. True, yes. I call them cosmic family, because to me, they're like our older brothers and sisters, and older in the sense that they have more knowledge than us, so they're more advanced, but they're like very loving brothers and sisters who want to uplift us and help us. So they help us just by, you know, unwrapping our energy field, and in some other ways too, but then they leave the rest up to us. To be able to ascend, we need to use our free will and take steps to do so, but they're just making the process easier for us. So because we've been kind of, our energy has been wrapped up by all the programming so much that the help is really, really important. And they're very loving. They're of the light. They're of service to Creator. The Creator, they're funny. They're lighthearted. And so I really, truly love connecting with their energy, very much so.
That's pretty pretty cool, actually. I knew they have a good sense of humor. I've heard that. And we read a book, Bringers of the Dawn. They're Palladians, right, that they talk about in that book. Do you recall that book?
I don't think I read it.
Do you know of it?
I know of it, absolutely.
It sounds a lot like what you're talking about, actually, and they have a really good sense of humor, to be, anyway. Yeah. Another thing you said were energy healers, and I was wondering if you knew any good ones. I'm just kidding. I know we know a lot of good ones, but that for sure, we're coming into a time where that is going to be more prevalent. More people are going to... gravitate towards that, shall I say, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed, too, like I said on Twitter recently, a lot more people are asking me about connecting to their guides. So a lot more in angels, a lot more people are waking up, and they're realizing that there's this whole other world out there they haven't discovered yet, including the whole idea of energy healing, like being able to heal themselves in a more natural way. By using natural products like I use homeopathy and acupuncture, but also going to healers who use energy from their hands or prayers to help them heal. And I've done that for many, many years. Mary Margaret, of course, the director of Divinity Spiritual, I worked with her for 15 years, so she's not only taught me certain things by, you know, classes I've done with her, but she's worked on me healing-wise, and her healing is phenomenal. And it's just, it's amazing that it can be done over the phone or in person. Because the thing about healing was, and I kind of mentioned this in the message when I said that divine flame doesn't stay within you. It goes out and kind of holds hands with other people. Our energy is all connected. It's in like, I call it the infinite field. And so if someone could be in another state and send you energy, you're going to feel it because it flows from them to us. And we can get the results of their healing. So I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that these healers exist and know that they need the work themselves because they want to progress further. So I agree with you 100%. It's going to be huge in the not too distant future. It's already starting to get bigger.
Right, exactly. And I've been healed that way. I continue to be healed that way. And I suggest anyone out there listening to look into it. You really have nothing to lose. Also, too, through our group, Divinity Spiritual Online, Mary Margaret has classes to teach this stuff on occasion. So hopefully she'll be doing that again in the not-too-distant future. What I didn't add when I was talking tonight, talking about our group, it's kind of funny, but listening to you and Mary Magdalene, Jesus, we are, our group is known as Children of Divine Light. So, I mean, that's pretty good, pretty huge. Joanne, the way this show, I believe, is going to move in the future, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but we weren't really initially set up to take calls. We're definitely going to do that on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Eastern time in our Messages, Healing, and Prosperity show that Mary Margaret Denholm is going to be hosting. Did you want to take a call? Is that something you're interested in, or it's totally up to you, and I could go either way with it? So or we could do it next time you do this. We actually have a couple of callers. It looks like it.
I mean, I'll try when I'm tired. Sometimes the information doesn't come through as quickly, but I will try and see what happens for sure.
All right, hang on. Let's see who's on the line then. This could be interesting. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Joanne.
Joanne. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you both for taking my call. I want to say this is my first time calling. I may have called. If I have, it's been a while, but I'm enjoying the show thus far. And if I may ask a question, please and thank you. It's just this, my question is if any messages from Spirit?
For you?
For me, yes.
Do you mind telling me your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Patricia.
I'm sorry, say that again. It kind of broke up a little bit.
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. Okay, I can hear you better. Okay, Patricia, what does Divine Spirit have to... Okay, so it's interesting that my sister Jane brought up grounding. That's the first thing that came to me, is that it would be very helpful for you to ground your energy, to spend more time meditating. Do you meditate or pray at all? You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do it frequently?
Yeah. I don't do it as much as I probably need to, but I do with crystals.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so this is what I'm feeling for you, is that your energy flow in your body is kind of not flowing as well as it should. Are you familiar with the term qi or qi, like in Chinese medicine, where our body has energy and it kind of flows all around? Have you heard that term before?
I have not.
Okay. Well, we have energy within our body. And it, in order for our physical, emotional, and spiritual selves to function at their highest and best, we want our energy to flow kind of like a river. rivers flow, yes. And when they flow well, they get all the nutrients in them that they need, the oxygen, and they're in a better state of being. And so with you, I feel like your energy is not flowing as well as it should. It's not that it's anything bad, but it would help you to advance spiritually if you got your energy flowing really nicely. And so meditation, like a lot of the stuff we were saying before, will get the energy flowing, mm-hmm. like, you know, eating healthy foods, meditating, praying. And acupuncture is really good. Homeopathy, Chinese herbs, any kind of healer will do that. And once your energy flows better, you're going to start getting messages better. Have you been trying to get messages, like from the angels or anything like that?
Yes. Yes.
And have you been successful at all, or is it still you're still working on it?
I haven't been. Yeah, I haven't been sick at all. But I tell you, and I don't know if, I understand what you're telling me, but I want to mention that I do have a male friend that I connect with, and he, sometimes when I hug him or if we're close, he has so much energy that I feel his energy.
Yeah, that's being empathic.
Okay. I feel his energy so much. I mean, and I've known him for years. It's never been where we've connected physically or even thought of a relationship. But recently, he has been coming around. And it's sometimes when we are hugging, I can almost feel something, you know, a sexual type of energy from him. It is almost like connecting as one. And I'm thinking, what is, you know, like, I'm not inviting you, so, you know, just calm down or whatever. But I was just wondering if it's me or is it him wanting to be closer to me, or am I calling him in, or what is going on with that?
Well, I mean,
one question.
That's all right. Well, the energy is that, I mean, you can, if you're empathic, you can feel someone's energy, then you probably do feel that, you know, that's correct, that you're picking up that vibe from him. But usually other people mirror what we're feeling too. So you could be putting out that vibe for all of a sudden for him to be giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So it's mirror. So if you don't want that vibe anymore, you got to work on your energy to make sure you're not sending it out.
Okay.
Hey, Patricia. So that you know, we have a show 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. That's a call-in show that we do it every week, and you can get a reading on that one if you want to call back in on Wednesday at 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Joanne, that was great because everything that you pretty much said is pretty much you hit it on the nail. I have been meditating, not as much, and so I do understand that I need to do that more. I have been trying to get messages, and I haven't been so successful. And
yes,
even
the energy flow for sure.
Yes, and you know, even with the male friend that I've known for years and, you know, with him coming around, I haven't been in a relationship for 4 years. So certainly, I guess some affection and maybe me putting out that to him, it's probably so equally. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad I was able to
answer. I just have to calm myself down, come around. And work on meditating.
Wonderful.
But thank you, ladies, both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would
You're
love to continue
Lisa.
To listen to
Many
the show.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. I love you, ladies. Continue to stay safe.
Love you, too. I'll put you on. You can still listen. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that was nice, Joanne, huh?
Oh, good.
It's always
yeah.
nice when you
yeah.
can help people. Definitely.
It's wonderful.
Like that. Yeah. So did you want to try that again, or would you like to?
Oh, do we have one? Is one more person there?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, when this
yeah.
was. Okay, great. Hold on. Let's do this again.
We'll do one more.
Hello? Hi, you're on with Joanne. Is anybody there? Okay. I don't know what happened, I guess. Maybe they're just listening, but there is somebody else.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try someone else. Okay.
All right, sure.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. It's Catherine.
Oh, hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, I was surprised. I'm so happy to hear you on tonight and on Wednesday. That's awesome. Congratulations, and thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you.
Do
you have a question?
Yes,
sure.
Thank you, please. Thank you, yes. I was wondering if you see me working with Sebastian or Stanley, please, on an upcoming project.
Okay, so you're asking about working with two specific people on a project.
Yes, which one will say yes, which
oh,
one is
what,
better.
Oh, which one out of the two?
Then we'll work in fact with me. Or if
Can
I should
you say the
working.
Name? All right,
sure.
Sebastian.
And Stanley is the other one.
Oh, and restate your question again, please.
Sure. I'm going to start a project, and I was wondering if I should work with Sebastian or Stanley, if either one of them will agree to working with me, if it'll go well, any information,
okay.
I appreciate.
Certainly. So, and then, you know, whatever I say, see if it matches what you already feel. But I wrote their names down, and Sebastian's name is sticking out better for me. He's more of a go-getter is what I'm feeling, where Stanley might, what I'm feeling is a little bit more laid back and doesn't have the energy for whatever this project is as much. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay,
I'm
hearing too, you have to be like a little bit more assertive when you're working with others, and don't let them boss you around too much because you're like so nice. I can tell by your voice
yes,
and how polite
right.
you are. So what I'm feeling is one of your things that you have to work on for yourself is being too nice to other people and not being nice enough to yourself. So if it's something you really don't want to do, because I have a feeling Sebastian, what I'm feeling is more of the go-getter and will go like full throttle into whatever the project is and might delegate too many tasks to you because that's the way he works, like really fast and his mind works. And you might have to say, well, I can do this, this, and this, but if you give me that, that might be too much on my plate and I won't be as accurate or however you want to work it. You know what I mean? So be sure that when you're working with others to draw boundaries, and I'm not feeling that he has the personality that would intentionally take advantage of you because there are some people who do that, but he might unknowingly like dump too much work on you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was just, you know, I was excited to meet somebody like him. It was totally unexpected. Like, I just went into a store, and he happened to be there. It made me feel like it was serendipitous, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's good. You know how these things happen. So just be really kind to yourself. Make sure you put up good boundaries that you don't get, like, you know, overwhelmed, because I feel like this is your spirit saying, okay, Catherine, it's time for you to, you know, make sure you have this all set where you're you have the boundaries up, you work, you're very talented, but don't overwhelm yourself. Make sure you have time to take care of yourself and not work all the time. That's what I hear for you.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. And best wishes on this. It sounds exciting, whatever it is.
Thank you. Yes, it's a creative endeavor. Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Wonderful. And that's what happened. Like, creative people sometimes, like, are so kind and want to, you know, work in using their creativity. But, again, the boundary is super important. Speaking up for yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Catherine. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you both. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Catherine.
Much
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She's very nice, Catherine.
Oh, my goodness. Very nice.
Yeah, she's called on the Wednesday show, and she's just very sweet.
Oh. Awesome.
And I wish
awesome.
You the best, that's for sure. Yeah. So
yeah,
we
well.
Have a few minutes left. Joanne, is there anything that you would like to talk about, discuss?
Briefly, I'm feeling that I should talk about self-love. So very important and one of the most difficult things to do because we were taught, you know, by this culture to always, or our society, you know, you compare yourself to someone else, there's competition, you know, they have all these visual images that you look at and no one's ever good enough because they need all these products or whatever to be good. And we're finally starting to see that that's obviously not the truth, that God made us individually and filled us with unique sets of gifts that only we have, right? So when the Creator created us, the Creator created us to live through us, our unique set of gifts that were encrypted, I say. I put it that way, like within us, meaning it was encoded even in our DNA. It was planned in the beautiful, like, flower of life patterning that is the essence of who we are in ourselves, like in our DNA. I think I'm starting to get tired now. So my point is that we are each unique. We are each filled with love and light of the Creator. So why do we need to compare ourselves to anyone else? The Creator would never do it. That's why He made us unique, or He, She, Father, Mother, Creator. So that's the message that I'm hearing, is that we have to honor ourselves for our unique gifts and really work on self-love. And that's something I'm still doing, too. It's a process. But the more we fill ourselves up with the energy of love, oh, yeah, we know that. There's some good days.
Well, you know, But, you know, too, with the, you talked about and Mary Magdalene and Jesus. And thank you to Mary Magdalene and Jesus, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You know, right, looking within and not caring about what on the outside what people say. And again, it goes back to the programming, the TVs, the advertisements and all that. So you know what, now that we know that's a load of garbage, then I think everybody can move on. Because personally, I've had enough of it myself. You?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the self-love. And then when we have that self-love, our frequency gets higher. So it's a win-win. And our life becomes better because we attract good circumstances to us. Yeah,
and,
good stuff.
And
I think
it radiates out to others, and then we raise the frequency not only of ourselves but everybody else, which is the goal, isn't it?
100%. You got it.
Right, and thank you for the tips of how to keep vibrations high, grounding and through meditation.
Yeah.
And I know for me, meditation isn't always the easiest thing for me. My brain sometimes doesn't turn off, but I keep doing it. I keep practicing. I keep trying. And as a friend of mine would say, that you just put it out there. When they know that you're trying, maybe the same time every day, and you let them know, then they're gonna connect with you. It might take some of us a little bit longer, but it will definitely happen. So,
right.
Yeah.
And not everyone has to sit to meditate. Like sometimes, like I'm riding my bike, and I'm not obviously closing my eyes. That would be bad. But
with
you,
the helmet,
you're
with
like
the helmet.
In the zone. Yeah. In the zone, right? And so this information comes through. Sometimes we can walk, or even people who run. So you're not doing like the full kind of Zen meditation, but you get into that zone where you can connect to spirit. Some people just can't sit and meditate. And you can move and walk and meditate. Just be aware of like nature, like listening to the birds or looking at the leaves move from the breeze. So if someone's really struggling sitting down because the mind's going, that's an alternative to do that too, and maybe go back and forth between both.
I like that. I like that. Sometimes I put music on.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Connect that way. And sometimes my angels or guides, they'll play certain songs to let me know about certain things, you know, or information if I ask a question. In meditation or prayer, or just sometimes I walk around talking to myself and they hear me, and then they'll put a song on them. Oh, okay, that's the answer to that. So
yep.
It does come at you 100%. In different ways, right?
Yep.
Right. Right. Knowing what to look for. So people out there, listen up, right? Because they're always trying to get our attention and help us.
Absolutely.
The main thing.
Yep. And that's another thing.
I think, too.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's right. Another excellent point is that they are always talking to us to get our attention. And the issue lies in us being busy all the time, that we're sometimes too busy with activities to listen. So that's when you need to take that quiet time, prayer, meditation, going out in nature and be receptive to be instead of to do things. And that's another thing about, you know, our culture is, you know, we're supposed to be always busy doing stuff, accomplishing things. And in the spirit, you know, connecting to your spirit, that doesn't help. You need to balance it and have time just to be and to sit and listen and be still. And that's how you connect.
Right. And it's important for the children out there to keep them active and creative in those ways as well, that they're not
right.
constantly
sure.
studying. Like that, right?
Oh, yeah, no, too much. I mean, we could do a whole show on education, two left brain, forget about the right brain, the imagination, creativity, but you have to be in that, you know, right brain sometimes too, just to let go and imagine and not worry about doing things.
Right. I like it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so thank you, Joanne, and hopefully as this show continues moving forward, you will be here again.
Great time.
Yeah, me too. This was great. And again, for everybody out there, so this will be at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and tonight it's Monday, but just keep looking for us because that might change. As I said, we're restructuring at Divinity Spiritual online, and Wednesday at 3 is going to be a meditation. That's going to be great, and Mary Margaret's doing that one. And then, of course, maybe, Joanne, one day we'll see you doing that as well.
Sure.
And our show at 5 o'clock, which is the true call-in show, so get your questions ready for that, and all subjects are on the table for that one, too, which is good. Well, Joanne, this was very nice, and I actually learned some stuff
very
about
nice
you tonight, too, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we didn't
really
inappropriately laugh at all, did we?
No, that's almost a miracle in itself.
Exactly.
It's so great. That's good. Good
right.
stuff right there.
Yeah, and thank you again. I know you had a long day today, so
great job.
Thank you. Any ending messages before I play that song, beautiful song by Karen Drucker, I might add. And we thank her for letting us use her work. She's got some great stuff. Any last words before we do that, Joanne?
Just it's all about love. Love yourself, love one another. That's it.
I like it. Okay. Thank you. And I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank
and thank you,
you
everybody,
bye.
For listening and for calling in. That was really great because we hadn't planned on that, but I think that went really well. So thank you guys for calling, and hopefully you'll call in on Wednesday at 5 Eastern Time. Okay. Good night, everybody.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you are loved.
Mm-hmm.